Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. We love following the labor market data here on the Alexa Show, and so I wanted to share with you some highlights from the final 2020 JOLTS report, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey issued by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. On the last business day of December 2020, job openings sat at 6.6 million, relatively unchanged from November. Hires for the month were 5.5 million, and separations for the month were also 5.5 million. So we had a flat labor market in December, and the earlier released jobs report indicated as much. The quits rate, that is the percentage of people who voluntarily left their jobs in December, stayed flat at 2.3%. That's not very high, but it's also not too low either, indicating maybe some moderate strengthening in confidence in the labor market. If more people are willing to voluntarily leave their jobs and they think they can find a better job elsewhere, that suggests confidence in the labor market. Some other stats to note and for some context around these numbers. Right before the pandemic hit and the impact on the jobs market was felt, February 2020, job openings were at 7 million and total unemployed persons were only 5.7 million. So more jobs available than there were officially unemployed persons to fill them. By April of 2020, when the first wave of pandemic-related business closures began to impact the economy, the data is markedly different in just 2 months. In April of 2020, job openings declined to only 5 million, while unemployed persons rocketed up to 23.1 million. So about 4.5 unemployed persons now competing for every open job. And again, by December 2020, job openings sat at 6.6 million. And for reference, the total number of unemployed persons is still really high, 10.7 million. And finally, for the final bit of context, the high point in this survey for job openings was back in January of 2019, where there were 7.5 million job openings. So having 6.6 million openings, only about 900,000 off the all-time high for the series really isn't that bad and suggests there's still opportunity even in this labor market. Finally, some total number statistics for the whole year of 2020. There were 70.2 million hires in 2020 and 75.7 million separations for a net employment loss of 5.5 million jobs over the year. Even in a flat job market, even in a downturn job market, hires are crazy high, 5, 6, 7 million in a good month, and separations are as well. The labor market never stops being incredibly dynamic, even if sometimes the net data indicates a flat or a sluggish labor market. I hope you guys like this JOLTS data as much as I do. I love sharing it. I make it a habit to do it on the Alexa Show, and I'll be back soon with the latest round of jobs numbers. Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.